What up, friends? Hello, and welcome to the 200th episode of the Vibe with Kai podcast. Listen, I have no show notes. I don't have a plan. I went back and forth and I was like, what can this episode be about? And I was going back and forth about whether I wanted to plan it out or whether I wanted to, like, you know, just kind of speak from the heart. And I decided that I just gonna speak from the heart for this episode and just see where it goes from there. So I have no idea what direction this is going to go. And the one thing that I do know that I want to do is I want to break up this episode into four sections, and that's by year. So 2020, 2021, 2022, 2023, 2024. So I guess 5 years. Wait, 2020, 21, 22, 23, 24. So I guess five. How does that, is the math thing? See, I'm already off to a fantastic start. So is that 5 years worth of stuff? I guess so. Yeah. 2020, 2021, 2022, 2023, 2024. Wow. That's kind of crazy to think about, but I figured that I would just break this up into those sections and just talk about each of those years and how it affected me and like the things that I went through during those years and how it made me the person that I am today and what comes next in my life and stuff. So yeah, 200 episodes, 200 episodes of this podcast. It's really crazy to think. So I want to start at the beginning here because I've always wanted a podcast and I never knew what to do. Like, I never knew what I was going to talk about. I never knew what direction it could go in. I never knew how to do it in the first place. Like, what materials did I need? Did I need a microphone? Did I need a camera? Did I need a light? Like, I didn't know if I even had the ability, the technology to even do a podcast in the first place. So I started thinking about doing a podcast in 2019. I want to give a shout out to my friend, Sean. Sean and I work together at my job. I'm at one SEO digital agency, which is where I still work to this day. And I was about a year into working at this place. And my friend, Sean, who was always a big supporter of mine, was following me on various social media platforms. And he was saying that I should consider doing a podcast called Good Vibes with Kai. Right? I think that's what it was. Yeah. Good Vibes with Kai podcast or something. Or Friends with, I think it was like Friends with Kai, something like that. But he knew that I should just interview people and just talk about things. What those things were, I don't know. But he said, you should just have a thing called Friends with Kai or something like that. And so this was 2019. And I was like, I mean, yeah, sure. I guess if I ever have the time to do that, then I guess, yeah, sure. I'll do a podcast and just interview people. And so just like everybody else in 2020, when the world shut down, I needed something to do. I was so bored. Where I live at now, this room that I'm in right now, I moved into this house in March of 2020. Like, no lie, I moved in the week that everything shut down. Like, legit. Like, it was so weird because, like, when we moved in, my friend Mike helped me move in, and like COVID was a thing talked about, but like it wasn't, nobody really thought it was going to be as big as it was. And so moved in that weekend before everything shut down, got everything moved in here. And little did I know that once I moved in, I wouldn't be leaving this space for close to a year. When I moved in, my friend Gia and I, we moved in together here, and we moved in that week, everything shut down. And we were thinking, okay, everything's going to be shut down for like a week, 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks. A month goes by and like, it's just getting worse and worse and worse. Like, COVID's getting worse. And we're like, wow, we're going to legit be stuck here for a while. And so I was in this brand new house, my friend Gia. And we were bored. We had nothing to do. You couldn't go out to like eat because all the restaurants were closed. You couldn't go out to the movie theater. You couldn't go out to see a show. You couldn't go out to a bar. Everything was shut down. And so we just had to sit here and just stay here. And that's when I was like, you know what? This would be the perfect time to start to like figure out how I'm going to do a podcast. I have nothing else to do. Let's just do it. Let's just figure it out. So I bought like this, not the mic that you see right here or the mic that I'm using right now, but I bought this old school microphone. It was like maybe $10 on Amazon. Bought that. And I just used the camera that was on my old MacBook. And I'm like, I'm just going to interview people. So the first person that I ever interviewed was my friend, Brian Remo, who I actually reached out to this week. And I was going to originally have him on as a guest. And I think I still might at some point soon, because he was my very first guest ever. And let me tell you, I'm glad that I interviewed my friend first, because I was so nervous. I didn't know how to do like an introduction. I didn't know how to like what I was going to do editing the podcast. I had no idea how any of this was going to work. I just went in with like a series of questions about theater, because Brian Remo was a theater friend of mine. I'm like, let's just talk about theater. Interviewed him. I think that interview was like maybe like a little over an hour, and I recorded it on Zoom and I put it up. And then ever since then, I just started to try to put up an episode like once or twice a week. And here we are, April of 2024, 200 episodes later. And it's just crazy to think at no point did I think that this would be like a thing that's so prevalent in my life. And I'm so glad that it is, because this podcast has morphed into this artistic endeavor, this artistic outlet in my life, in which I can just talk and learn. I've gotten the chance to interview so many incredible people, including not just including like my friends, the people that I'm close to in my life, but mental health professionals that have taught me so much about mental health and how to live a better life. And I'm able to use my platform to disseminate that information to everybody that's listening and everybody that's watching. It has been such a pleasure, such an honor to be in that position and to have this platform where I can just record myself talking to people and learning from them and giving that information out. So here we are, 2024, 4 years later, 200 episodes. And it's kind of crazy. 2020 was such a crazy year for me, because 2020 is what sparked everything that you see today. It was TikTok was like the first platform that I really started to post frequently on. I just made stupid videos. And in that time frame is when people started to follow me. And I'm like, oh my God, like people are like watching my videos and they're, I guess, enjoying it. And people are like, people from all over the world are just commenting. It's so weird. And so it was in 2020 that I realized like, okay, this might be something. This might be something really cool. And I got to meet people from all over the world. And I think the very first significant, I guess, win that I had from this podcast was I interviewed a person that I really admired. I won't say her name, but she at the time she lived in Colorado. And I interviewed her and she was great. She came on and I just was totally infatuated. She just spoke with such eloquence and I was like, oh man, she's cool. and so we did this interview, and then afterwards we just started like messaging each other. And next thing you know, I'm flying out to Denver to meet up. And we ended up like just becoming very, very close. And all of this was because of this podcast right here. And I bring this up because that partnership that I got from her really started the journey that I ended up going on when it came to self-reflection and becoming a better person, because I was such a novice at life, at dating, at being an adult, like I thought that I had things figured out, and I realized I really didn't. I was immature, not in like a, I don't know how to describe it, like not in like a childish way. I just wasn't as far along in my life financially, mentally, physically as I thought I was. I start talking to this person. I ended up learning so much about myself, and that led me into 2021. Things didn't work out with this person, and I was angry. I was so angry. And I'm able to talk about this now because at the time I had no idea why I was angry. I just knew I was angry, and I was putting the blame on other people. I was putting the blame on another person, and I wasn't looking internally at myself at all. And now I think about this now, and I'm like, man, she taught me a lot in retrospect. And it's that lesson that I learned from her that carried me into 2021, where my career, I guess, as a content creator on TikTok really started to take off, because it was at that time that I went into the new era of I went through a variety of eras during that time, but it propelled me into the next era of my life, which was I'm going to call the Gilmore Girls era, where I don't know how this happened, but I just started posting about Gilmore Girls, and that just took off. There was something about a 35-year-old black man who was not the target audience of Gilmore Girls at all. There was something about that people really thought was interesting, because I would record myself watching Gilmore Girls because I had never seen it before, and I would just record my reactions to it and I would put it up online. And that honestly is what really took my it really started to propel my life to another level when it came to content creation. Oh man, it was so weird. It was just so weird to like to dedicate so much time to that. And it was at that time that on my podcast I was able to start to interview some really interesting people on my podcast. People from Gilmore Girls, I'm talking about like the cast and crew of Gilmore Girls. I got to interview cast members from the show. I got to interview, shout out to my friend Valerie Campbell, based in LA, who was the key set costumer for Gilmore Girls, who really helped to orchestrate all of this. And I interviewed her multiple times. I interviewed multiple cast members. And it's because of this podcast that like I was able to start to find these connections with the world that I had never delved into before, which is the world of Hollywood, the world of film and TV. And I started interviewing these people, and I started building these connections with people that I never thought that I would have. And so people started listening in more on my podcast because like I was somehow turned into this vessel of communication between Gilmore Girls fans and Gilmore Girls themselves, right? The Gilmore Girls cast and crew. And I was kind of like this middleman, and people started to really dive into to life there. And it was just such an honor. It's such an honor to be able to use this platform, my podcast, for that. And that led into my 2022 phase, where and this is where it gets tough, and I want to be sure that I use my words correctly here. But it 2022 going into 2023 was probably one of the most difficult. I'm gonna start crying. It was probably one of the most difficult moments of my life. My fault, and I own that, because I don't know who I was. I lost myself. I completely lost myself. I thought that my shit didn't stink. I thought that I had life figured out. I thought that everything was not my fault. And I fell hard on my face. Very hard. And that was really tough for me. It was really tough for the people around me. It was really tough for the people I was involved with. And I own that. I look back at it now, and it's such a dark moment in my life, but I'm oddly glad that it happened, because it helped propel me into the person that you see here today. I, in 2022, 2023, I didn't recognize, even to this day, I look back at it, I don't recognize who I was. And that's scary, to lose yourself to the point where you look back and you're like, who the hell was that guy? And it was at one point I was like, again, I was blaming people other than myself, but I got to a point, I'm like, what good does it do for anybody for me to just blame? Why am I not looking internally? Why am I not doing more self-reflection? Why am I not asking myself the questions that I need to ask myself? Why am I not going down that path in order to be a better person today than I was the day before? And let me tell you, when I was in that dark spot, I thought life was over. I thought it was done. I was like, man, this is it. You had a good run, Kai. You had a good run. But it was around that time that I also really started to take my mental health seriously. I really started to understand that this wasn't something to play around with. Like, mental health, it's not something to joke around about. It's not something that I shouldn't be taking seriously every single day, every single moment, because my actions not only affect me, it affects the people around me. And I had, and I still do to this day, have to dive deep into everything that I do to understand how I can be better. And I'm proud of who I am now. I'm proud of the work that I have put in, the work that I continue to put in. And that is what you see today. That is the Kai that you see make videos today, the Kai that you see put out podcast episodes today. All of this is coming from a sense of truth, a sense of self-awareness that I never had before in my life. I still got a long way to go, but damn, I feel so much better. And I hope that that is reflected in the way that y'all listen to this podcast and the way that y'all view my content. Because, like, if it wasn't for those dark moments, I don't know what you'd be listening to right now. I don't know what kind of person I'd be. 2023 was one of the first times in a very long time that at one point I didn't want to be here anymore. And I mean that in the way that you're thinking. I didn't want to be here anymore. I felt that I was more of a nuisance. I felt that I was just adding more pain to people's lives. I felt that I was a burden. I was being very unkind to myself. I was not practicing self-compassion. I wasn't giving myself grace. I lost myself, dude. I didn't want to be here anymore. And that's a scary ass thought. That is a scary thing. That's a scary place to be. But that was also the point that, like I said before, I knew that I had to take this shit seriously. I knew that I had to, you know, really take therapy seriously. I knew that I really had to take the meds that I was on seriously. I knew that I had to validate people's feelings, something that I had never done before in my life. I was selfish. And I'm not just talking from a romantic standpoint, from a friend standpoint, from a family standpoint. It was all about me and nothing else. Man, I laugh about it now because I'm like, who the hell was that guy? Who the hell did he think he was? I felt that it was so easy for me to just, like, always place the blame on other people, as opposed to just, like, looking internally and understanding why I was the way I was. And so here we are. I put in the work, and I'm proud of that. And it may not always be something that I document online, because I really don't put out a lot of stuff as much online as people think. You know what I'm saying? I do talk a lot about my mental health, but there's some internal struggles and things that I need to deal with from a personal standpoint that I don't put out online, because I just don't feel like it's anybody's business. But I'm proud of who I am today. I'm proud of the work that I have put in, the work that I continue to put in. And my ultimate goal is to help people understand that, like, whatever you're going through, like, even when you're in your darkest moments, even when you are feeling at your lowest, when you're feeling like you don't want to be here anymore, when you feel like you are a burden on people's lives, when you feel like you are more of a nuisance, you bring pain and suffering and you just make people mad and you make yourself angry and you're just full of disappointment and you feel like you're disappointing others, so on and so forth. There's going to be times that you feel like that. And like, I got to tell you, it's not the end of the road, man. I thought it was. I really did. And it's not. Come to find out, it was just the beginning of my journey. And I still got a long ways to go, but I feel good about the path that I'm on. And the fact that I now have continued to have this platform, whether it be on this podcast, on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, whatever it may be, the fact that I still continue to have this platform to be able to talk openly about the things that I feel comfortable talking about, it feels good. It's a good feeling. And I hope that people listen to it and are like, I can get through my shit too. You know what I'm saying? That's all I want. I don't ever want people to think that, like, I'm Mr. Perfect, because good Lord, I am not. I am not. You know, like, I try to be a good person. I really do. But man, I've had my highs and I've definitely had my lows. Without a doubt, definitely have had my lows. And I never pretend like I'm Mr. Perfect Goody Two Shoe that has everything in order. That's not me. Never would I even pretend to be that person. Ever. I use my platform, I use this podcast to highlight the flaws in my life, to highlight the journey that I'm on, in hopes of not portraying myself as like this perfect guy, because I'm not. My hope is that people will listen to it and just be able to feel like, they'll be able to be like, oh, I'm going through that too. I know what that's like. I know what it's like to struggle with ADHD. I know what it's like to struggle with your depression, anxiety, embracing your introversion, even. Like, I want people to be able to listen and understand that they're not alone on this journey. That's what I want. That is my goal. And if people can get that out of this after 200 episodes, I'm a happy guy. So what's next? Good question. I'm recording this on April 21st, 2024. I am maybe like, I'm not far away from hitting 1 million on TikTok. I'm not far away from hitting 300,000 on Instagram. Not far away from hitting 150,000 on Facebook. I'm truly blessed to have the audiences that I have. What's next for me? I have no idea. I just want to continue to make content that people can relate to. I want to continue to spread the mental health word as much as I can, to the best of my ability, with whatever platform I'm given. I want to be able to just make people's day just a little bit better, whether it be my silly videos that I post online, or people reaching out to me via DM or email, or forming partnerships with incredible companies like Boardwalk, Dossier, Sacrea Buy, you know, these wonderful partnerships that I've fostered over the years to help make people's day a little bit better. All of the wonderful, you know, friendships that I formed over the years. Shout out to Jazzy Hops. My God, my ride or dies, And these are people that I've met during these last 4 years, during these 200 episodes. These are people that have become such an important part of my life. You know, shout out Pinup Lee. Shout out to you, girl. Shout out to my friends in real life. And I say real life as if digital world isn't real, because it is real. But like, that's my friends that have, you know, stuck by my side through these last 4 crazy, insane years, especially over the last 2 years when I was at my darkest point. The people that were by my side and say, hey, Kai, listen, I'm here. I'm here. You're my friend. And I see you're going through some shit right now. I don't know what's up, but I just want to let you know that I'm here. Those people, I owe my life to. I owe my life to those people. Because there was a point that I was like, I got nothing. I got nobody. And yet there was a few people that just continued to reach out and to prop me up. Let me lean on their shoulders. Let me cry to them on the phone. Let me cry to them on voice notes. They let me scream, yell and scream and fear, anger, sadness, disappointment. I didn't ask for advice. I just needed somebody to talk to somebody to just be like, hey, Kai, I hear you. That's all I needed. And they were there, and they still, to this day, are still there. Hops, Jazzy, my best friend, Nikki, the Campses, man, Shay Dawson, or not Shay Dawson, Shay Manning, I mean. Like, I pause because I'm sitting here thinking about like my life without these people. I don't know where I would be. I'm just very lucky. 2024 is going to be, I feel like it's a year for me that things are on the rise again for me. I feel really good about who I am as a person in 2024. I feel really good about where things are headed. Right now, I feel really good about the work that I've put in and the work that and the challenges that are upcoming for me from a personal standpoint, mentally, physically, emotionally, professionally, whatever it may be. I'm looking forward to those challenges. And I'm looking forward to documenting all of those things over the next 200 episodes. I'm a very lucky man. I'm a very, very lucky man. And I'm happy for all of you that have been here with me. From the days of me dancing with my roommate to the days of Gilmore Girls to the days of me interrupting thirst traps on TikTok. that was an era as well. To the days of me just talking about mental health. Here we are. Here we are. I feel good about what comes next. And I hope that you do too. I'd be remiss if I didn't take a moment to just say thank you to everybody that has supported, like all the Vibers out there that have supported me over these last 4 years, over these past 200 episodes. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I legit have no idea where I would be without any of you. And I hope that you come along on this journey with me for the next 200. Honestly, thank you so much for your support. I don't even know what else to say. How long? Oh, 31 minutes. 31 minutes. I went into this with no plan. 31 minutes I was talking. I think that's a good point to call it there. But honestly, thank y'all again. I hope that y'all reach out via email, DM, comment on the video, the podcast, whatever it may be. Reach out and say hi. And, you know, I try to respond to as many things as I can. And I just want to be able to thank you for your support. So thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for watching. As always, my friends, much love, good vibes, and I'll talk to you later. Bye.